From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello once again and welcome to the program. I'm glad that you've taken time to tune in, and I hope as you continue listening that you'll find the Lord's Word a blessing to your soul. May I just take a moment to encourage our listeners to write. We're very grateful for those who have responded, and we trust that there will be others who will put pen to paper and drop us a line. It always encourages us to hear from those listening to the broadcast, so do make a point of writing this week. You can request free gospel literature, and we'll be delighted to send it to you. Today, the Reverend Ivan Foster is our preacher, and he's continuing to Let the Bible Speak from the Gospel of Mark. Mr. Foster has been on this series of messages now for quite some time, and I hope you're finding the study instructive, of benefit, and a blessing to your heart. And here he is.
Welcome to our morning Bible study. How glad we are that once again we have the opportunity of meeting with you around the Word of God. We're going to be playing a lovely hymn by the Ambassador Meal Chorus in a moment or two, but before we do that, let's have our Bible reading. We're reading from Mark chapter 5 and beginning at the verse 35. Mark 5 and the verse 35. The Savior is on his way to the home of Jairus, whose little daughter was at the point of death, we were told earlier in the chapter. The Savior was approached by a poor woman who was hemorrhaging and dying, and he marvelously heals her. And now he resumes his journey to the house of Jairus. Verse 35, then, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. May God bless his word to our heart. Now let's have that beautiful hymn sung for us by the Ambassador Meal Chorus. It's called Just a Closer Walk with God.
I'm satisfied.
If you have your Bible to hand, and I trust that you do, then let's turn to the verse 35 and take up again the story of Jairus and the raising of his daughter. And perhaps we should note, firstly, the patience of Jairus. He said nothing whatsoever, you know, about this interruption. You can imagine the anxiety that there was in his heart as he was possibly taking the Savior by the elbow and, I'm sure, ushering him as speedily as he could toward his home and his little daughter, who was so seriously ill at the point of death, verse 23. So when he had come for the Savior, he left his daughter dying, indeed almost dead. But now, his journey with the Savior is interrupted for a little while by the approach of this woman. But notice that Jairus said nothing. He didn't rebuke the woman and say, "Please, come back another time. I'm busy with the Lord. He's occupied with me. There's great urgency in my case. My little daughter is about to die. Don't distract him now." But rather, "Come again, or follow after us, and see him when he has dealt with my little child and healed her." None of this came forth from the lips of Jairus, but rather with patient silence he waits the Savior. You know, if we are going to ask for the Savior's blessing, we must bide the Savior's time. And I think, too, that there is no one who is more patient with the sufferings of others than those who themselves know what suffering is. This poor woman, who had suffered for 12 years, and Jairus, who knew what suffering was as a father, patiently waited. Of course, he would have received great encouragement from the healing of the woman. What a demonstration of the Savior's power there was there before his very eyes. The raising up of this woman by just a touch of the hem of his garment would have surely strengthened his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he needed a strengthening of his faith, because immediately they resumed the journey. We read that word, sad word, terrible word, came to him from his home. Well, we read in the verse 35 that just as the Savior was finished speaking to the woman, There came some from the ruler's house, from the home of Jairus, saying, "Why troublest thou the master any further? Your daughter's dead. It's all over with, Jairus. It's all over with." Oh, what a shock. What a blow. Did there arise in his heart feelings now toward the woman, saying, "Oh, if she had not stopped us, perhaps we would have gotten to the home in time"? But he didn't have much chance to let his thoughts run in that channel, if they arose at all in his heart, because the Savior spoke. Verse 36, "As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe." The Savior stepped in with comforting words, with strengthening words. Be not afraid. That is how faith is sustained. It's from the words of Christ. Some people are very confused about the source and origins of faith. Well, let me say first of all that faith is a grace granted us by God. We cannot believe of ourselves. God enables us. God gives us faith. But faith is strengthened by the Word of God. Faith lays hold upon the Word of God. And nothing else. Nothing else. It will not rely on what men may say, what churches say, or what is commonly believed amongst others. The basis of faith is the Word of God. And the Savior provided Jairus with fresh strength for his faith by speaking this word to him. Be not afraid, only believe. Only believe. And thus the Savior sustains him. Praise God, there is always a word from the Lord Jesus when we're under trial. Maybe today you're under trial. Maybe your faith is being tested today. Maybe there has come a messenger today to you, or recently to you, with sad news. Sad news. Will you not turn to the Bible? Will you not read it for yourself? And from it, God may be pleased to speak to you and sustain and strengthen your faith. They proceed then to the home of Jairus. And we read that when they came, there was much weeping and wailing at the death of the little girl. And I want just to make a comment on that. But time has beaten us. God bless you all, and goodbye.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.